Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast. This is season 2, episode 4. Wow, we're almost halfway through the season and I'm super excited as to what's coming up over the coming weeks. In this week's episode, I sat down with Stephen Robertson, who is the CEO of the Big Issue Foundation. Now, for those of you who may not know, the Big Issue is a magazine set up in 1991 and is one of Britain's most renowned social businesses. The magazine empowers homeless individuals by providing them an opportunity to earn a legitimate income and help them step outside of homelessness through becoming face-to-face salesmen and women. The Big Issue Foundation is a financially independent charity, and the organisation has over 2,000 vendors, with approximately 500 living in London. I sat down with Stephen to talk about entrepreneurship and what young professionals can learn from the Big Issue model. Stephen, welcome.
It's good to be speaking. Thank you.
Great. So let's launch straight into it. So tell us a little bit about you, your background, and how you got into what you're doing today.
Okay, well, I'm Chief Executive of the Big Issue Foundation, the charitable arm of the Big Issue family. And our job is to support Big Issue vendors in their journeys away from homelessness. Mm-hmm. But my own original background, I started out in music retail a very long time ago. So I was in the business sector, and I moved from working in that to working with Marie Curie Cancer Care for mm-hmm. a year, helping to expand their chain of charity shops across the south of the country. Well, south, they say, from Alfreton down to Exeter, so quite a big remit. Mm-hmm. I then moved on to work at Shelter, where I ran all of the businesses that made profit, but that profit was spent within Shelter, supporting Shelter's work with vulnerable, poorly housed people. So I ran a chain of charity shops, I ran Shelter Training and Shelter Trading, which is an internet Christmas card mail order business. So a commercial background, applying commercial skills in the voluntary sector, generating money that was there to support the good work of said charities.
Oh, awesome. So for just listening to all of that, one thing that sticks out is obviously you're very passionate about helping homeless people and trying to find, you know, active and creative solutions to help kind of find something positive to move forward from. So for those who don't know, like my little brother, what is the Big Issue and how did you get into that?
How did I get to the Big Issue first and foremost? Well, when I was at Shelter, I was certainly very well aware from the visibility of Big Issue vendors both in London and around the country, mm-hmm. of the magazine, the quality of the product within the magazine and the mechanism. And that mechanism is that people who experience extreme poverty, extreme social exclusion, which therefore frequently manifests itself with periods of homelessness, mm-hmm. Buy the magazine with their own cash, currently £1.25, and they sell it on as a business, £2.50 to the public. And so therefore, people who are homeless, as they are seen on the streets, are actually, from my point of view, business people, entrepreneurs running their own businesses and trying to get out of the situations they find themselves in. And that, for me, was the spark, the thing that has always captured my imagination, because the Big Issue gives people who are experiencing homelessness one thing that many other organisations do not. First mm-hmm. and foremost, it's a job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that, you know, you're taking the issue of homelessness and kind of looking at it from a business perspective. And we can definitely learn a lot from that kind of model. So if you transplant that a little bit to young professionals specifically, which is what Make Me a Pro is all about, what do you think the Big Issue model can sort of teach young professionals about the being enterprising and how to kind of sell from that point of view?
Cool. Well, I think if one puts oneself in a position where you were to imagine that perhaps you were losing the things in your life that were most valuable to you. So perhaps that's your family, your friends, maybe you don't even have a job, but you're losing your sense of yourself. Mm. I think for many people, the idea that at that point you might choose to start your own business, your response to that is to become a business person, an entrepreneur, is perhaps not what everyone would expect. Mm. I think the message that the Big Issue has provided in its somewhat nearly 25 years of existence is that no matter what situation one can find oneself in, there are opportunities to innovate. There mm-hmm. are opportunities to have some confidence and to start to do something that perhaps is a little bit out of the ordinary and not what everyone would expect. Mm-hmm. And if you look at, say, the average of 2,000 or so big issue vendors across the United Kingdom at the moment, if you actually look at them and think of them as small business people, as entrepreneurs, then the message there is that despite everything, no matter what might be facing you, the idea that you could make a difference, put some energy and effort into starting something for yourself, and we say it's a hand up and not a hand out, there is hope, there is potential, and despite whatever you might be experiencing, never ever lose that creative urge, that desire to put something in yourself and try and turn that perhaps potentially challenging or negative situation into a series of opportunities. So hope, inspiration, and business as a form of change are the messages that I think people should take away from this.
I love that. I really, really like that. And I think what I particularly want to know from kind of the big issue model and from your experiences, what are some of the kind of key tips you've learned about being a hustler and being an entrepreneur in that are replicable to the world of work or to people who want to start up their own venture, for example?
I think the sort of fundamental message is that whilst you might seek to redefine yourself as somebody, perhaps not as yourself as an individual, but as a business person, people might not see you in the same way as you see yourself. And I think it's about how you present yourself and how you gain some confidence. So for us, when a person approaches us and decides that they want to find a legitimate way of getting money that isn't, you know, crime or any of the other ways, begging, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
When they go out and start to sell their magazines, other people will see them as homeless people. Mm. They won't necessarily see that the product they have in their hand is a product that they have invested their own cash in. Mm. So if you're starting out your own business and you're trying to raise capital and sink it into a product, you can't always take for granted that people will see you as the person that perhaps you feel that you are.
Yeah.
You might still be seen as someone else. And I think marketing, self-confidence, and the real simple messages of customer service and explaining what you're doing, talking with your customers, making relationships, telling them what they're engaging in, and telling them what happens as a result, getting the message across, is a very, very important part of a process, particularly if you're starting out on your own and it's the world of work and you need to get some messages across. So sell yourself, sell your product and be proud of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for the kind of flip side of that, what kind of have you seen, particularly in the 7 or 8 years, I think it's been, you've been at the big issue, what are examples of when people do it really badly that we can kind of steer clear from?
Well, I think what often happens is that for us, the big issue represents behind the magazine and behind the words and everything else, it's a face-to-face sales job. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the challenges that our vendors can certainly face in that is that not everybody is A, has the skills to do face-to-face sales, but also when you are trying to sell something in a face-to-face scenario, some people simply don't want it. And they may well tell you why they don't want it. And for us, particularly when people think that you might be homeless and therefore lazy or feckless or whatever, for some of our vendors, the challenge is, and when it fails, is that the frequency with which people will say something like, get a job, when in fact you've already got one, could be a real knockback.
Yeah.
And I think for us, some of those times, that some of those challenges is where, you know, people's potential customers actually interact against them and hold them back. So that, for me, is perhaps the real moment when it's difficult. Certainly, our vendors come to us with challenges and with issues. Mm. We work in the space of with people who have no money, who may have poor physical and mental health, who might be rough sleeping, who have nowhere currently that they would like to be, you know, happy to call safe as home. And they are struggling with a lot of issues. Those things cannot be underestimated as something that you might well bring with you to work. And certainly any of us who go to work do bring issues from outside of our work into the workplace. Mm. And I think for some of our vendors, again, that can actually be quite a challenge. And that face-to-face sales job isn't for them, either because of some of the challenges they face when they're trying to do their business, but also some of the issues that they've yet to be able to get through and work through. What I would say that we do at the Big Issue Foundation and my colleagues in the Big Issue is we work really hard to address those challenges that hold your business back. Mm-hmm. And it's a business process of change for us. It's the thing that leads things forward. that process of change starts with that first sale. The first moment that somebody puts their £2.50 into the hand of a person who's experiencing homelessness and receives a 48-page product as a return is the thing that really starts the wheels of change in motion. And that, for me, is absolutely critical thing about the big issue mechanism.
Okay. And I definitely think that, you know, looking at business differently, looking at homelessness differently is a very powerful message that you guys are giving. And there's a lot of tidbits to take away in terms of sales, in terms of, you know, how you present yourself and how you present your product. And I really love that. So just going back to your journey a little bit, what do you think would be your advice to sort of young professionals wanting to break into the charity sector particularly? And how has kind of your experience, you know, shaped and molded that?
Okay. A lot of people, I think, feel inclined to work for something, if they can, that produces some form of social good. The idea that we all work hard is taken for granted, but the idea that that hard work could turn into something that has some social value, some value to individuals engaged in some difficult situations, whatever they may be, is appealing. And it is a crowded marketplace in terms of lots of people who want to do that, but also many organizations are far smaller than people think. So, for example, where I am, whilst we have an average of around 2,000 vendors throughout the United Kingdom, there is 25 people within the charity and just under 75 within the business that writes and publishes the magazine and gets it to market. So there's only 100 of us, and we get approached by people who want to write articles, who want to volunteer and all these things. But what I would say to anyone who's interested in breaking into that space is do your research. Find out the things, the causes, the issues that really mean something to you, and look at the skills that you have and see what you can see in terms of communications, in terms of what people are saying on the website, and imagine where you might be able to add some value. And then if you are able to do so, find out about volunteering, find out about internships, find out about where you can get some experience, the way you can give something that will add some value to that organization, because we have volunteers who had stuff for us every day and it's great, but also where that experience will give you something back. So do your thinking, do your research and see if there's a way that you can help. Plus there are other formats, you know, forums. So if you want to support an organization through, I don't know, let's say getting active on LinkedIn, perhaps putting some of that organization's messages out, but why they mean something to you. Every single person can be an ambassador. Everyone can be an activist. Everybody who takes some role within what our work is here at The Big Issue is doing just that. They are taking part in something. And I think building up some knowledge, some experience, and starting to demonstrate your worth creates other opportunities. So I have certainly worked with people whose route into an organization has come through volunteering, has come through internship. It's not critical, but it helps. And getting that experience on your CV and getting just a bit of a sense of what the kind of working world is like in that context, really, really valuable. So that's certainly something that people can do, and I would recommend that wholeheartedly. Good research counts for a lot.
It does.
In my experience and my way in, I'm far beyond that point. When I started out, I was working in music retail, and I came into the charity sector just at that time where charities were waking up to the fact that if you wanted to have, say, for example, a chain of charity shops, you should employ somebody with skills in running stores. So I had transferable skills. And as you get older and you build up your CV and your experience, you can demonstrate what your transferable skills are. And I think when you're younger and starting out in the job market, you can't always see that. And actually, the more that you can do the different things, it doesn't just have to be within that charity itself. Perhaps there are community projects that you can volunteer in. There are loads and loads of opportunities out there now to engage that might just be right for you. That will demonstrate to an organization, to a potential employer, some experience that you can translate into a future role. So if you've got a big interest in social media and you've been writing and you've been blogging about things, then that will add, you know, evidence that you can write, you can think, you can research, you can communicate. All of those things are things that people are looking for when they're looking for future employees. So fill up your CV with experience and think about, perhaps, you know, with some friends and whatever way that you can, just look at what the skills are in the job that you do. Some of our vendors will sort of say, oh, well, you know, I just sell The Big Issue. And I say, no, you don't. You're a salesperson. You plan your time. you relate to your customers, you plan your finances, you work out how much money you want to invest in your product.
You pitch.
If you don't sell everything at the end of the day, it's going to count against your profit.
Yeah.
You're a business person. You're not just selling the big issue. And sometimes when one looks at oneself, you think, oh, I'm just doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And look at it from an outside point of view, and you'll actually realize that the skills that you're employing are skills that are going to be invaluable to future employers.
Yeah, for sure. And I think on that note of kind of activism, getting out there, getting plugged in and, you know, covering all your bases, how does one get in touch with you, Stephen, or get in touch with a big issue for more information?
Check out our website. We are www.bigissue.org.uk, and there's a contact us space. And you can always email in at foundation@bigissue.com. So check the website out. It's a small team. We see everything that comes in, and we're really good at responding. The easiest way of finding us.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for that, Stephen.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk today.
And as always, thank you guys for listening in. You can find more information about this episode and other resources on www.makemeapro.org, or you can hear more of the podcast by searching on iTunes, SoundCloud, or connecting via Facebook. And if you want to get in touch with me directly, you can follow me on Twitter @MissMende or give me a Google on LinkedIn. Until next time, guys.